Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Stephanie. How can I help?
Hi, Stephanie. This is Ernest. I missed the phone call.
Hi, Ernest. How are you doing today?
Oh, still running with my head cut off.
Oh.
Fortunately. I tried to get grandchild access. We got the Facebook set up, but I just wasn't able to. When I clicked on to the link that y'all sent me to add y'all on there, it just took me to the Facebook. And I wasn't able to, I didn't understand how to get y'all on there. Do you want to try to see if we can do it? Do I have to be on a computer or can I do it on the phone?
It can be on your phone.
Okay. All right. So,
do you want me to send the link again?
I guess we could try that again and then you can kind of walk me through it. Cause I just don't understand all the, maybe I'm not clicking on the right button or something like that.
I see then. Well, we can for sure go through it step by step instead.
Okay.
Actually, I sent an email a while ago with a link. If you can check if you received that email.
Yeah, I think too. I want Janet. Okay, so I'm going to click on it.
All right.
So click here. Here we go. Okay. Okay, so right now it's saying connect Facebook. So click on there, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, so boom. Okay, so now,
it may ask you to log in. Is it actually by the way, since you're on your phone, if it's going to prompt you or ask you to switch to the Facebook application, please click on it, okay?
We'll do what now?
Oh, if it may, after you log in, it may ask for you to continue through the Facebook app or the Facebook application.
Please do not proceed. Okay. Yep, I got the app.
Just through the link.
Okay. So let me see. Because I don't think it gave, I don't think I ever did a password. I can't remember if I did. I think I did during it. Oh, my God. Let me see if I wrote it down here.
Okay, sure.
Because what's been happening is, let me see, my Local Splash. Oh, that's where I wrote that at. Okay. Because usually when it wants me to sign in, I'll sign in and I go to put my password. I never did get a password, and then I put forgot password, instead of giving it a link, what it does, it gives me a code, and I enter the code, and it takes me right to the Facebook. But I think this last time, I can't remember, but I think it did let me put a password, but dang it, I don't know where I wrote it down. If I even did that, but let me see right here on this, if I wrote it down somewhere here right quick.
Okay, sure. This thing is not, no worries. By the way, you need to log into the Facebook account where you created the Facebook page from, okay? All right.
Okay, that one, it's on my app, and all I got to do is just hit the app, and it opens it. But you said not to do that, though, right?
No, we're not supposed to do it on the app. The only way to grant us access is through the link that I sent.
Okay, so let me try this. Let me try to see. I'm going to try something because I think... okay, so we'll try this. need help finding your account. Damn it. Guess that wasn't it. Let's see. Hold on a second. Let's see. Find account.
Sure.
Mobile number. I swear that was the number I put in. Okay, but it's wanting me to put a password. And I just typed in the password I thought it was. Okay, it says Facebook is better on the app. Get the latest up, but get app, but I already have it. So I'm going to say not now.
That is correct.
Okay, so now I'm in the Facebook now account.
Oh, did it take you to the Facebook,
yes.
To the actual Facebook page?
Yeah, but then it says open. Open in the Facebook app. It says open, or do I just leave it like that? It says open.
You can just leave it like that, but
okay.
Right after logging in, can you describe to me the page that you're currently in right now?
Okay, right now it just shows Facebook at the top. Now, I do have a deal. I think I could click on one of the three lines and so it could take me to my, because it doesn't look like it's my business page. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Messages saved. Ernest DeLeon view. Okay, here. Okay, it's telling me again. I just clicked on my business page, but it's telling me again to open it.
All right, how about this, since you've already logged in, can you try to close everything out and then click on the link again?
How do I do that?
Oh, like how you close all the applications running in the background on your phone?
Yeah, well, right now it's got me stuck. Right now it's gotten me where I either have to open it in Facebook. Or, let me see, not now. Okay, so I said not now. Okay, so how do you close everything?
After you hit not now, what's on your page?
Okay, it looks like it's got me on, supposed to be on my page, I guess.
Can you describe what shows on your screen right now?
Okay, it shows my business. Like my business logo, my card, my paintbrush. It says, what's on your mind?
Oh,
and then it
okay.
says, and then right below that, it's got something with a plus on it.
Mm.
It says, create story.
Right. That's not the page that we want. Can you,
then,
I'm sorry, if you don't mind me asking, are you using an Android or an iPhone?
iPhone. Now, there are some things at the top that, under Facebook, but I don't know what they are. One has got two people, like two bodies, and one has got like a message thing. I think it's got three
okay.
or so messages.
Yeah,
one's
you're
a
actually
bell.
Right. You're actually on the website for Facebook right now. Now, what you would want to do is to exit out of it, go back to your home screen.
When you say home screen, what does that mean?
Oh, that's where you see all the apps that you have on your phone.
Okay, so then get out of here then.
That is correct.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to be able to do this. This is, Okay, I guess what I need
so
to do.
So how you close all the background applications running is that you just need to press and hold up. I mean, just swipe
Here's where I'm at now. I'm at my business page. It says view your profile. It's got professional dashboard, groups, pages, birthdays, ads, manager, memory, scenes, events, saves, reels, messages. I think we're that's what we're supposed to be.
Well, actually, no, that should not be it. After you click on the link, there should only be about two or three prompts that you need to follow, and that's it. That should grant us access after. So what I would suggest right now is you close everything out that you have opened right now by swiping up from the bottom of the screen on your phone. So when you swipe it up, you'd see the apps that you previously used, right?
Okay.
So you just need to swipe it all up so that everything will be closed.
Okay, let me see. Okay, so now go to settings.
No need to go to settings. Open your email again.
Uh-huh.
And then click on the link for Facebook.
Okay.
After you click on the link, what does it show on your end?
Connect to Facebook, but it's going to do the same thing over again.
All right, let's give it a try. Can you try to click on connect to Facebook right now?
Okay. Now it says switching. Now it's got me to where switching accounts.
No, there's no need to switch accounts.
Okay. Now it says continue.
Can you please click on continue?
Okay.
All right. What does it show on your screen this time?
Now it says log in with Facebook lead. It's requested. Yes. Is that you?
Yes, that's us. That's correct.
It requested access to your name and profile picture and address. Edit access.
No need to edit the access.
Okay, but it's got a check mark on it.
Right, just leave it as it is, and then click on the button. That is correct.
Continue as earnest.
That's right, yes.
Boom. Okay, now, saying you're asking to requesting manage your product catalog, blah, 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 blah. Continue.
That's correct, yeah, just click on continue.
Okay, now, Local Splash would like to manage your Meta. Is it Meta or Meta?
It's Meta. Or okay, it removes them. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now it says you're logged in as Ernest De Leon. Change account, this is Pages Select.
Okay, now on Pages, can you please click on it? It should show your page, business page.
Okay, but it just says select. Should I click on the little arrow that says select?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now it says Economy Outfitting Remodeling LLC, right below.
Right.
Okay,
just select that one.
Okay, so now it's selected and confirm access.
That's correct. There you go.
Okay, well, how did we get lucky on that?
You did great.
Okay, so now, great job. Yeah. How was your experience granting access? So do I put, like, I could click on that little smiley face, little ghosty face?
Well, you can, or you can just close it out. That should be okay. And
okay.
I just got the confirmation, Ernest. Thank you so much for granting us access.
Okay, so then do I click close or do I click finish?
You can just click on finish.
Okay. What happens if I do the close? Will it close it all or?
Yeah, it will also just close it all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so close it. Great job, you success connected, and then now finish, and then you did it. Okay,
awesome.
So now you got it? Now you got it?
Yes, that's right.
Oh,
you
awesome.
Did great, Ernest. Wonderful.
Okay, and then I'll work on the next couple of days. I got to still get y'all
access
you...
to the Google Business profile?
Yeah, now how do we do that?
Well, if you wish to, I can also walk you through on that, and I can also send you an email right now with instructions.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we might as well so we can get, see if it don't take that long. We could probably try to do that.
Yeah,
okay,
it
so let
doesn't
me,
really take that long.
Okay, so let me get out of here.
Okay. And I can send you I believe I did send you an email a while ago. So it also has a link that you can just click on.
Okay, so right now there's another email. One is protect yourself against. Do I need to open that one?
No, not that one. You would want to open the email that says important. Please add this to your Google Business profile. Do you see that?
Okay, but what? Yeah, but what do we do about the one that says protect yourself against?
Oh, you would want to check on it later. It's actually going to show you anything else that comes along with any scams going on Facebook. I mean, there are some that would send you messages saying that your account will be restricted or whatnot. So at least you would know how those spam messages would look like.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sick of spam because I just came out of my website been compromised back in October.
Oh,
and
wow.
Even Google suspended me. And and I don't know. And at first I thought that was probably a spam, but it wasn't because they literally suspended me.
Uh-huh.
And I had to, and they were saying that I was under violating the policy but didn't specify what. And then I appealed it, and then by November the 6th, they gave it back to me. But yet, I haven't got one customer contact me from my website.
Oh.
And just over the past few weeks we got together, when I got my website together in January, and then since we got you guys on, I'm only been contacted by solicitors, saying that, this, that, or the other. But it's nobody calling me for work.
Mm.
And so it's very scary. Okay, so now this says read thoroughly. This is a critical step in getting your business ranked higher.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, that's what we need.
You would want to scroll down, by the way, to where it says option B.
Option B. Okay, there's option A, log into your client dashboard. And then option B, business Google .com locations. Now, what does that do, the locations?
That's going to take you to your Google Business profile. So we're going to need access to your Google Business profile, so please click on that link.
Oh, no. Okay, so we might have to wait till tomorrow because this is asking me, and I don't think I have my tablet with me.
Okay.
It's asking me for my, I would have to left that when it's out today.
I see then. Well, I can schedule a call with you tomorrow if you don't have it with you.
Okay, tomorrow is Thursday. Okay, yeah, let's do. I'm going to have a busy day tomorrow. Let's do 10 o'clock, and then I'll get my Google password. And I'm going to get all that stuff and put it on one book.
Right.
Darn it. Okay. Well, at least we made one step today.
Exactly. Yes.
All right.
Then, all right. Well, I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow then, Ernest.
Okay. Okay. And I'll be ready, okay?
For sure. That would be great then. Do you maybe have any immediate questions for me or anything that I can assist you with for now?
The only thing is I probably need a refreshed update on what I need to get y'all. I think there's some documentation y'all need of my business, you know, formation,
yeah.
I think, maybe. So maybe if you could resend me something like that again, just so I have that, and I could try to get that together tonight. And I think there's some pictures that I need to, but I don't know. I think that other stuff need to be sent by PDF. I don't know how.
Really.
Okay. Uh-huh. So what I could do is I could send it to you, and then maybe if you could upload it as PDF for me, I think.
Well, you can also log into the client dashboard and upload it as a document or a picture. It does not necessarily have to be a PDF, so no worries on that. Also, if you may, just in case you may find it confusing to go to the client dashboard to upload photos or documents, then you can also just simply reply to the email that we sent or that I just sent now with those documents attached.
Okay. And I think as far as the documents, you need like when my business was formatted or whatever you call it to.
Well, formation. That would be the business document for a Google business profile, just in case verification is needed or if it's yet suspended. So what we need for that, by the way, just a heads up, and this is listed on the email. So we need a picture of your tools or equipment. Work vehicle with its license plate.
Okay.
Business license or your business insurance. It can be either of the two. You can also
I'll do my insurance. My insurance instead. Okay, mm-hmm. So I'll do my insurance. Now tools, oh my good, this could be a bulk of tools. Do I have to include every one of them?
Not necessarily everyone, but at least you can show the tools that you use regularly.
Okay. All right.
All of these are listed on the email that I just sent so that you'd have your own reference. Any photos or any business photos that you have, please do send it to us or upload it to your dashboard so that we can use it for the rest of your listing.
Okay, now when you say business photos, you mean like work that we've done and stuff like that?
Right, that is correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll send you one. Yeah. Okay. So that we can keep, updating and posting so we can put it on the website. But I'll try to get you the most important ones, like the insurance and I'll look and see what part it needs for the business. What part of, state, if I need state records, for my formation or something like that. Okay, so I'll work on that tonight, and then hopefully we get to talk tomorrow, we'll log in like we did this one and see if we can move forward, okay? We can get this thing rolling.
All right.
I know if it's delayed, it's because of me, so.
No worries.
My goodness. Okay. But thank you so much.
For sure. Thank you so much for your time today, Ernest, and for calling us back. You have a great rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.